From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 975th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Marty Robbins.
Bung, 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 bung. Bung, 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 bung.
Come, my love, with me. Take me by the hand. And we soon will be in a magic land. Heaven waits for those who dare to climb the stairway of love. Kiss by kiss we go up to paradise. Darling, don't you know heaven only lies in the reach of those who dare to climb the stairway of love. Close your eyes, hold me tight, and we'll climb the stairway of love tonight. We could touch the stars way up in the blue. If you'll only say, darling, I love you. Heaven waits for those who dare to climb the stairway of love. Stairway of love. Stairway of love.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Well, thank you very much, neighbors. You're more than kind. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And Grant Turner, I see you're back after being away last week. It's good to have you here. Now, who's on the top of the list for tonight's entertainers?
Well, to begin with, Marty, there's Rod Brasfield and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Oh, good. And I notice that Chet Atkins is back on deck.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's a big show tonight. Miss Dilwood is out with us, and Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guests, that double barrel treat, Lonzo and Oscar! All righty. Well, sir, they're going to be with us in just a little while. Right now, it's my pleasure to introduce that man who calls his girlfriend Grapefruit. Because when he squeezes her, she hits him right in the eye. That happy boy from Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield! All right, gentlemen!
Thank you, man. Thank you. That was fine. Thank you so much.
Howdy, Marty.
Howdy, Rodney.
By Ned, I don't care what anybody says. It's hot tonight, ain't it?
It's warm.
Brother, I'm telling you, it is rather warm. Hey, Marty.
Yeah.
Tonight, as hot as it is, I kind of feel sort of poetic-like.
A little poetic, eh?
Would it be all right if I said a little poem here just to begin with? Just to...
That guy.
I feel poetic.
Well, all right, we'll you do it sure? Again. And you feel
you
a little poetic.
Yeah, here it is.
Go right ahead.
Mary had a little lamb. She also had a bear. Now, I have seen Mary's little lamb, but I've never seen her. Boy, hi, Marty.
Howdy, Rodney.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little charity work tonight. I'm helping a poor family out down in Hohenwald.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old man ran off and left his wife and kids.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the wife is down sick.
Oh,
and the kids are all hungry and crying.
And
that? I'm helping take up money they're about to get thrown out of their home.
Yeah.
You know, get evicted and everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
and I'm trying to make up a little money to help them, you know, to help them along and everything.
Yeah.
I wondered if you'd like to donate a little dab, maybe two dabs to help these good poor people.
Sure would, Rodney. Here
well, that'd be fine.
Here's $10 right
That's
there.
That's good. Thank you very much. That's by nice of you, Marty. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. That's nice of you. You're a kind-hearted man. I'm
glad to do it, Rodney.
Thank you.
Are these folks your relation, Rodney, or are you a good friend of theirs or something?
No, I'm the landlord.
Well, hey, partner.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah?
You ought to have been fishing and hunting with me and old Strang Bean the other day.
Fishing and hunting with Strang, huh?
You know how Strang's got the finest dog I ever seen?
Is that right?
Oh, boy, he's the finest hunting dog I have ever seen in my life.
Good dog, huh?
Yeah, his name is Corset.
Corset?
Yeah, he calls him Corset.
What in the world does they call him Corset for?
Well, he keeps him tied up all day and lets him out at night, you know what I mean? We went fishing down there on Harpeth Creek.
Yeah.
And that spring bean caught the biggest fish I ever seen in my life.
A whopper, eh?
Oh, it was the biggest one I ever seen. I'm telling you, Marty, that fish's shadow would have weighed 8 pounds. Oh, it was a whopper.
I'll tell you, and that's, I don't want to get you off these fish stories or anything like that, Ronnie, but how's your girlfriend, Susie?
Oh, she's fine. She's fine, Marty. She's getting along fine. Getting prettier every day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the prettiest woman I've ever seen.
I know, Ronnie.
Yes, sir. She's getting prettier every day, boy.
I seen her the other day, and man, she's about the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Boy, she's got them bedroom eyes.
Bedroom eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. A pillar under each one. I tell you one thing, right there, Susie's in style.
In style, huh?
Yes, sir. She's got her one of them new dresses that just come out.
Uh-huh.
One of them sack jobs.
Sack, oh, yeah.
It's made out of wood.
Wood?
Wooden sack job.
A wooden sack job?
Yeah, it's got a pine waist and a red oak skirt to it.
A pine waist? Pine waist and a red oak skirt?
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, hey. What if a knot hole falls out?
Well, I think maybe that ought to be looked into. Hey, Marty, I gotta go now. It's been nice fishing with you.
It has been.
I've got to go, but before I go, I'd like to ask you one question.
All righty.
What do they call a female horse after sundown?
A female horse after sundown?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What?
A nightmare.
Oh, let me tell you, Rodney, if troubles were nicknames, you'd be a millionaire. But now it's time to that we brought out of our guests, Alonzo and Oscar! Oh, let me tell you, you boys were out here almost before I could even introduce you. Now it's time for a song, so what's it going to be?
Well, we got a brand new one here, Marty, called the Helping Hand Song.
Uh-huh.
Alonzo, the real name of it is Come Into the Pawn Shop, Myrtle. I want to get you alone.
All right. Now, okay. Now, what are you guys really going to sing now, huh?
Really, we'd like to sing one that we have recorded on Decca label, one of our own versions called A Falling Star. And we'd like to get the Glacier Brothers to help us out on this.
Nope. Here we go now. It's romantical.
A singer came from nowhere with the record of home pop. The fastest rising star of the year. He bought fine clothes and a Cadillac. He's gonna tear the world apart. Another came along with a better song and knocked him off of the charts. He's a fallen star.
A fallen star.
That's what he are. The twinkle in his eye. He drank a ton of coffee. He wrote songs both day and night, trying to find another one to pay. But after all is said and done, it just don't work that way. Old hillbillies never die. Alonzo just fades away. He's a fallen star.
A fallen star.
That's what he are. The twinkle in his eye. Turned into cries. He had it made. Day, 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 on the hit parade. He's a fallen star.
A fallen star.
That's what he are.
What he are.
Alrighty, Alonzo and Oscar. Hey, Rodney.
Huh?
If I gave you a Bent or a hooker or a Wellington, would you know what to do with it?
No, can't say as I would, Mr. Robbins.
Well, now you ought to, because those are the names of three different kinds of pipes.
Well, I'll declare. Now, I may not know the names of the different kinds of pipes, but I can sure tell you what to load them up with.
And that is?
Good old Prince Albert smoking tobacco, buddy. Prince Albert's always fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it packs just right and burns easy. Even and lazy-like.
Yes, sir, Rodney, and that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural tobacco flavor and improves it to make P.A. taste so good.
Yeah, and gives you the most comfortable smoke you can get. Making men like P.A. too, with an OCB paper, it rolls so easy and smokes so good.
Oh, you're right, Rodney. So all you smokers, and especially you pipe smokers, no matter what kind of a pipe you prefer, you can't get a tastier, cooler, more comfortable smoke than you get when you load up with America's Joy Smoke, Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. Well, sir, now for folks in the mood for dancing, here's Tommy Jackson, Office Square Dancing with an old-timer, old Joe Clark. Well, sir, here's one of the fine old hymns that has a great message for all of us. While it's just my own personal opinion, I think if each of you would pause just a moment at the end of every day and turn our thoughts to the Lord, this whole world would be a lot better place to live in. Anyway, here it is, an evening prayer.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be, dear Lord.
Marty, and I'm the first to agree with you in your thinking.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Grant, but getting on with the show, don't you kind of agree with me, too, that when I say that our next performer is just about tops when it comes to playing the guitar?
Sir, he's the very best, Marty.
All right, then here he is,
Chet Atkins!
goodness. Thank you very much, Chester. My goodness, you were just great. Now it gives me real great pleasure to introduce our next entertainer. And she's that gal from Grinder Switch, who says she doesn't want to take off any weight. She just wants to rearrange it. Here she is, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, I want you to know one thing. I'm excited tonight. Now, y'all think that I just tell about all this about getting kissed back here, you know, as I start in the auditorium. Well, tonight it really did happen. Sure enough, a fella grabbed me and kissed me. He said afterwards he kind of apologized. He said it was his hobby to kiss beautiful women. He was so handsome and so tall and so nearsighted. Oh, but I tell you, we've had an awful hard time with Uncle Nabob this week. Oh, he's been so puny. And so, well, he started being puny back about 2-3 weeks ago, and he went to see Doc Payne, and Doc Payne gave him some medicine and said for him to take a tablespoon of medicine and a little glass of wine every day. Well, so you know what? At last count, Uncle Nabob is 10 days ahead on wine and 14 days behind on medicine. That Uncle Nabob is a sight. Well, sir, a fella come up Grinder Switch this week trying to sell brother one of them newfangled, brand new style cars. You know, it's got power steering and power brakes and automatic gear shift. Kind of like my fella. No clutch. And it's got one of them newfangled things that if it commences to rain, well, the car is fixed up so that when it commences to rain, the top just comes up all of it by itself, and all the windows will close up. Brother said he wouldn't have it. Brother said, I ain't gonna have no car that's smarter than I am. But that's like that time Uncle Nabob got that fountain pen, you know, that they told him that it'd ride underwater. Uncle Nabob liked to drown it in the horse trough before he remembered it. He can't ride anyway. In or out of water. Well, sir, though, I tell you, we had a bad thing happen this past week. Selani Butterscut, she was learning to drive, and she got mixed up and rammed her car right into her house. And her husband come home and found the car in the living room. Yes, sir. He says to her, he said, Sal, just tell me one thing. How did you manage to get the car in the living room? She said, well, it wasn't easy. You see, when I come through the dining room, I had to make a sharp right turn. Bye now. See you next week.
Say, Grant Turner, you're always pretty calm and even-tempered. How come?
Well, Marty, I usually have got my pipe in my mouth, and I always fill this old pipe of mine with good old PA. You know, Prince Albert smoking tobacco gives a lot of smoking pleasure. And I can honestly say that Prince Albert gives me the most comfortable smoke I can get. PA's always fresh. It's crimp cut, so it packs right and it burns even and slow.
Yeah, and it tastes real good, too, because the natural tobacco flavor and goodness is locked in by that special PA process. Even improves it.
Yeah, Macon's men go for PA, too, because it rolls so easy, smokes so cool and good. Prince Albert and an OCB paper, man, that's smoking.
Yep, pipe smokers and Macon men sure enjoy good taste, along with cool and comfortable smoking with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
All right. Woo!
All right, so now back for another song. Here's our guest, Lonzo and Oscar! Okay, boys, what's it going to be with this time?
Well, Mr. Marty, this time we do have a brand new and cold thing. Sure looks silly until you understand.
Let's go. Say.
Yeah. Things sure look silly until you understand. I was driving down the highway when I heard an awful noise. I thought it had to be a bunch of little bitty boys. I stopped and took a little look, and here's what I seen. Bunch of great big men riding little bitty machines. Round and around they go, around and around again. You couldn't see those midget cars for the great big meal. Things sure look silly until you understand.
I'll play.
How's it getting good then?
Oh, good, really good.
Sang again.
I went into a pool hall to pass away the time, and what I seen nearly drove me out of my mind. Lot of men around the table, so smooth and so green, poking little balls with great long sticks, the silliest thing I've seen. One said he kissed, and the other said he scratched. Now I've made love all my life, but never like that. Things sure look silly until you understand. Big green pasture, and here was all them men, of pulling carts and swinging sticks at a little white ball. They pulled that cart a half a mile, and now I've seen it all. They'd hit that ball out of sight, I watched them, and then they'd pull that cart with all their might just to hit that ball again. Things sure look silly until you understand.
Lonzo and Oscar, my goodness, very, very good, men. Well, sir, I tell you, my good friends, right now we have none other than the great favorite with the Opry listeners. This is the gal who can make a piano say uncle. She uses all 88 keys. Here she is, Miss Delwood, playing one of her records,
Chinese Breakdown.
Well, sir, piano number with an oriental flavor. Thank you very much,
Dale. What do you think about that dress, too? That pink dress with all that gold in it. Isn't it pretty? Marty, you've been asking the others a lot of questions, and you've been letting the folks know what's going on about them. Now, how about telling us something about yourself?
Well, now, Grant, there isn't too much to tell. I've been making a few personal disappearances around the country and having myself a good time, making a few records here and there, and silly old stuff like
I'll
that.
See, you've been making the records. They're mighty fine ones, too. That's great, Marty. Well, now, how about singing one of those great numbers you recorded for Columbia, the hit of the spring months, Just Married?
All righty.
Watch out.
Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married, written on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today. Dressed all in white satin, white lace in her hair. She looked so lovely, it was more than I could bear. Some people guessed the way I felt inside. They saw the tears I could not hide. I should have stayed at home. I knew what was in store, but something made me come to see her just once more. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married her on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today. I should have stayed at home. I knew what was in store, but something made me come to see her just once more. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married written on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today.
Well, some neighbors, I'd like to think Tom, Paul, and the Glazer brothers for being with us here on the PA show tonight. We've got to leave you right now, but my goodness, we've had a wonderful time here at the Grand Ole Opry. So you'll be on hand next week when Cowboy Copus will be driving the wagon with the Everly Brothers along with his guests. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry!
Comes now the time of year when Father has his day. Tomorrow, June 15th, has been set aside as Father's Day, clear across the country. One of the most welcome gifts you can buy for Dad is a couple of cartons of Camels, the number one cigarette clear across the country. As usual at this time of year, you can get Camels in a special Father's Day gift carton. It's handsomely decorated and has a to-from card built right into the carton. Sure is a convenient way to remember Dad with the most popular smoke of all. He's bound to like that rich tobacco flavor of Camels, the finest taste in smoking. And he'll find the mildness of the Camel blend of costly tobaccos sure is easy to get along with. More people today smoke Camels, you know, than any other brand. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Give Dad a real cigarette. Give him Camels. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.